Hi, I'm Perry, and this is Chemist Corner. Hello, and welcome to Chemist Corner, the program dedicated to helping you become a better creator of cosmetic products. I'm Perry Romanowski. This is day 3 of our series, 30 Days to Become a Better Cosmetic Chemist. In today's episode, we are going to focus on formulating. Specifically, I'm going to talk to you about the best books and resources for formulators. There is so much to learn about formulating that it is impossible to learn everything and very difficult to remember everything that you learn. That is one good reason you should have a library of formulation books. I know it is said these days that people are turning more to electronic resources, but I find it hard to beat the convenience of having a book close to you in the lab. Over the years, I've learned from a lot of various different books. Here are some of the books that I think every cosmetic formulator should have on their formulation bookshelf. First, there is Beginning Cosmetic Chemistry. Right now we're at the 3rd edition. I understand it might be a bit much to include my own book on a list like this, but this continues to be one of the best resources for introducing people to the world of cosmetic science. The book is in its 3rd edition and has been expanded to over 50 chapters. It covers everything from industry jargon, raw materials, formulating, and even testing. It also includes chapters written by other industry experts, so it's no longer just my book. For people just starting out, I haven't found a better book. I may write one myself, since there are a few shortcomings in this book, such as a lack of detailed formulation, but this is still an industry standard that every cosmetics lab will benefit from having. Next up is Chemistry and Manufacturing of Cosmetics. It's in its 4th edition. This is one of the original, complete set of books about cosmetic science. It is packed full of technical information covering cosmetic science, formulating, and cosmetic ingredients. Almost every industry expert has written a chapter for this 4-volume book series. If you have a question about cosmetic chemistry, no doubt this book will have an answer for you. I like this book because it is filled with starting formulation and lists suppliers for the raw materials. It also provides good background information about the cosmetic market and a little history. It is probably most lacking in scientific explanations, but it is definitely a practical and useful series. The price is high, which is typical of industry-specific books. My biggest complaint about this book is a lack of a good index, so it can be nearly impossible to find some specific information if you're just looking it up. But the ingredients in there and the subjects covered about ingredients and formulation, this is really a top-notch publication. Another book that every formulation lab should have is Harry's Cosmeticology. Now, they're in their 9th edition, but I found the 8th edition really helpful. The first edition of this classic book of cosmetic science was published in 1940. It's now in its 9th edition and is one of the most comprehensive tomes on the subject of cosmetic science. It has been completely redone in the 9th edition and now spans over 2,200 pages in 3 volumes. The first volume focuses on cosmetic marketing, regulation, and the biology of skin and hair. The second volume is all about ingredients, and the third volume talks about formulations and applications. You'll find all aspects of cosmetic formulating covered in this book. It really is a great reference. However, I have to admit that I'm a little disappointed in the 9th edition because it lacks the formulation examples that you can find in the 8th edition. Also, the 8th edition is a little easier to have in your lab since it's a single book rather than 3 large books. There is a searchable digital version of the 9th edition, so that is probably worth getting. But despite these criticisms, as a formulation chemist, you will find Harry's Cosmeticology an indispensable resource that you frequently reference. Another book I'm a huge fan of is the Handbook of Cosmetic Science and Technology. Now, much like Harry's, the Handbook of Cosmetic Science and Technology attempts to cover as many aspects of cosmetic science as it can get in a single book. This 880-plus page work covers everything from the biology of hair, skin, and nails to cosmetic formulation types, cosmetic ingredients, and even cosmetic claims. Of all the books mentioned thus far, this one does the best job of covering cosmetic claims and testing. It's definitely worth having on your bookshelf. I should say that this book does lack specific formulation, and it tends to skimp on some subjects while getting highly detailed on others. However, the information it contains makes it well worth the purchase price in any professional cosmetic laboratory. A book that I recently received about formulating is called Applied Topically, A Practical Guide to Formulating Topical Applications. This is a formulation book that promises to give you practical information for creating cosmetic products. It includes sections on preliminary work done before you formulate, the formulation process, testing methods, stability and preservation, and a couple specific sections on color cosmetics and sunscreens. The information in the chapters is great, and the illustrations are great too. However, many of the chapters seem much more advanced than I would expect from a book claiming to give practical information. There is actually a lot of technical information, and beginners will have a hard time deciphering how to apply much of what they read. But if you already have a good base knowledge of formulating, then Apply Topically will be a great addition to your formulation library. I don't know where I got the book, A Short Textbook of Cosmetology, but it is a nice short volume that covers the basics of cosmetic science. It was written by an author from Switzerland, so it has a more Eurocentric view of the cosmetic industry. Of the other books discussed, many focus on the North American cosmetic industry. I particularly enjoyed the extensive historical section in this book. The book is significantly shorter than the others, weighing in at only 435 pages, but it packs a lot of information in those pages. If you can find this book, it's well worth having. Next is Surfactants in Personal Care Products and Decorative Cosmetics, the third edition. This book is a bit more technical about the science of surfactants than any of the others on the list. It has chapters written by a variety of cosmetic industry experts and is an excellent resource for the advanced cosmetic chemist. It is probably not one that you're going to start off with, but after a few years of formulating, you'll definitely want to have it on your cosmetic science library. Next is Chemical and Physical Behavior of Human Hair. This is the most specific of all the books on this list, and its inclusion is more reflective of the fact that I spent most of my time formulating products for hair. However, if there is anything you want to know about the science and biology of hair, you need go nowhere else but this book. It explains all aspects of human hair and is based on the latest research. In the hair care world, the book is so ubiquitous, we simply refer to it as Robbins. And if you are a skincare chemist, you'll want to have a copy of Physiology of the Skin, the third edition. This book is written by a couple of dermatologists and covers the biology of skin and the science of treatments for specific conditions. Since this was compiled by dermatologists, it is a little bit more difficult for formulators to get direct, useful information from. However, this is one of the best books to help you understand the skin and the effect that both chemical and medical treatments have on it. So those are the main books I would suggest if you are getting started. These days, there is so much information published online that you can practically learn anything you want about formulating by spending a few hours Googling. Of course, it is much easier to learn when you can find the information in a single place, which is why Chemist's Corner and our Practical Cosmetic Formulating course is so useful. But beyond our website, there are a number of other places you can go to keep up with the latest developments in the cosmetic formulation industry. So next, I'm going to go through a few of those. When you first enter an industry, you will learn that there are a host of magazines dedicated to that industry. In their pages, you'll find news, technology developments, stories about industry influencers, and many other useful bits of information. The cosmetic industry is no different. So here are some of the most useful trade journals for cosmetic chemists about the cosmetic industry and cosmetic science. There are a number of free cosmetic industry magazines. These are supported by advertisers and are usually given away for free to a qualified reader. Just having a job or interest in the cosmetic industry is usually enough to qualify. There's Happy Magazine, H-A-P-P-I. This is a great magazine reporting on both the household and personal care industry. They also have a pretty good website, too. I particularly find their buyer's guide and formulary useful. GCI Magazine. This is Global Cosmetic Industry Magazine. It is less about science, but filled with useful business and marketing information for people in the cosmetic industry. They also cover personal care, fine fragrance, and candle, plus home fragrance manufacturers and marketers. Next is Skin Inc. Magazine. This is an industry publication for day spa, medical spa, and wellness professionals. If you work in skincare, this is a good magazine to read for finding market trends. The science, however, is a little bit soft. Modern Salon. If you are a creator of beauty products for the hair, this magazine will give you an insight into what stylists are doing and the trends that affect them. Cosmetic chemists will find it a great resource for new product ideas. Of course, it's thick with marketing stories, so read with a skeptical mind. Next, there's Spray Technology and Marketing. This publication specifically covers the world of sprayable products like hairsprays, fragrances, APDO, etc. If you are working in the area of the cosmetic industry, you'll want to keep up with this magazine, especially if you're going to make aerosols. There are also some great online magazines, including CosmeticsDesign.com, CosmeticsDesign-Europe.com, and CosmeticsBusiness.com. In a future podcast, I'll talk more about online resources. The problem with free subscriptions is that they don't dedicate a lot of money to content generation, so you get articles that seem more like sales pitches than unbiased articles. For the most unbiased that the industry has to offer, a paid subscription to one of these magazines is really a great idea. There's Cosmetics and Toiletries. This is the premier trade journal discussing the topic of cosmetic chemistry. If you have any interest in the science of beauty products, this is the publication for you. If you only purchase one magazine, this is the one you should get. There is the Journal of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. This is a peer-reviewed scientific journal that you get when you join the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. It's free with your membership. The topics represent the latest in cosmetic science research and have titles/articles that are more complicated than the usual trade publication. Excellent for anyone who is trying to become an expert in a specific area of cosmetic science. Also, there is the IFSCC journal, which is produced by the International Federation of Cosmetics, Society of Cosmetic Chemists. This one covers similar topics to the SCC journal. Next is The Rose Sheet. If you are looking for anything about regulatory, legislative, and just about any other insider news about the cosmetic industry, this journal has it. The design isn't much to look at, it's just kind of a glorified newsletter, but the content is top-notch. And you'll pay top dollar for it, too. Subscriptions run, last I checked, about $2,300 per year. But they do have an RSS feed, so that's worth signing up for, even if you don't end up buying the magazine. Perfumer and Flavorist. This is another publication from the folks at Allured Publishing, focusing on the fine fragrance and flavor industry. If these subjects are the type of cosmetic chemist that you are, Perfumer and Flavorist is a better choice than, say, Cosmetics and Toiletries. They are both excellent magazines, however. Another excellent magazine for formulators is Women's Wear Daily. This daily newspaper is the proclaimed authority on the news and happenings of the beauty and fashion industry. I found it a great source of ideas for new products. It also is an excellent way to keep an eye on what your competitors are launching and how they promote it. Being deluged with a paper every day is challenging, but they've got an online version which eliminates this problem. Next up is Chemical and Engineering News. This publication comes to you for free with your membership in the American Chemical Society. It isn't specifically focused on the beauty industry, but it does have valuable information about the latest development in chemistry and the chemical industry, which can affect the cosmetic industry. It also features personal care product issues a couple of times a year. It's a great resource for new product ideas, too, and for keeping up with what's going on in the chemical industry. This is important for formulators because this will affect the types of raw materials that you're allowed to use. There are other magazines, but these are the big players. If you are able to keep up with some of these journals, you'll definitely be ahead of your industry colleagues. There are numerous other places you can find excellent cosmetic formulation information. One of my favorite places to find hidden gems is Google. Using Google, I have found numerous free copies of books that might cost you hundreds of dollars on Amazon or other bookstores. You just have to know how to search. Looking for PDFs is one of the key techniques. Often, websites owners will put up a PDF version of books or articles that they've scanned. These files are a treasure trove of useful information, but they won't show up in a typical Google search. But if you add the letters .pdf to your search, you just might find something really great. So here's an example. Doing a Google search of the phrase cosmetic formulating .pdf results in a great find, the Handbook of Cosmetic Formulating, which I mentioned earlier in the show. And if you have a Scribd account, you can download it, but even if you can't, you can still read it online for free. Now, this book costs hundreds of dollars. Of course, I encourage you to purchase the book if you can afford it, but until then, feel free to read away. Another option is to try searching for the term ebook, as in a search like cosmetic formulating ebook. When you do that, you'll stumble on cosmetic formulations of skincare products. Again, this is a Scribd book. That's S-C-R-I-B-D. This is a Scribd file, and you need to join to download, but you can read it online for free. There are numerous more examples, but you get the idea. If you're looking for a formulation book, resources, or even some advice, don't forget to check your local search engine. Of course, don't forget to remember the authors. As I mentioned, although you can find lots of information for free online, remember that the authors of these works often rely on the income generated from them to survive. I know you could probably find copies of my book online in this way. In fact, in researching this show, I discovered that someone has taken my free ebook and is selling it for $18. Jeez, I really hope they kept the links at least in the ebook. Downloading free information from the internet financially hurts me to some extent, but on the other hand, I believe the point of a book is to get as many possible people to read it. So if a certain amount of people who aren't going to buy it anyway get it for free, then that is unfortunate, but that's really how things go. I would appreciate, though, if you alerted me to any books that you might find through this technique so others can share in the information. Today's challenge. Today's challenge is relatively easy. It is all about building your own cosmetic science library. Go to Amazon or another online book retailer and put a few of these books on your wish list. Next, go to all the magazines linked in the show notes and sign up for all the free publications. If you find that you are getting too much mail and can't keep up, you can cancel at any time. Or just sign up for the digital versions of the magazines. I like to have paper copies, but if reading online works for you, then you should do that. After you've gotten a few issues of free magazines, consider getting one of the paid publications. Since you are already a member of the SEC, you're a member, aren't you? Well, you're going to get the Journal of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists every quarter. You also qualify for a free copy of the IFSCC journal. Perhaps the most useful thing would be to purchase a subscription to Cosmetics and Toiletries, but you might want to try out their free version first. Lastly, web links are included for all the magazines, and many have RSS feeds, so you can keep up with the headlines without getting the paper subscriptions. This is highly valuable and will make it easier to keep up with all of the latest news and science in the cosmetic industry. When you've completed this challenge, you should have a good start to the creation of your own cosmetic formulation library. If during your searches you find books, magazines, or other resources that you think are helpful, be sure to leave a comment on the show notes page. Well, that's today's program. Thanks so much for listening. In tomorrow's program, we're going to discuss an aspect of cosmetic science that doesn't often get much attention by cosmetic chemists, the biology of skin. If you have found this series helpful, please go to the comments section and leave a comment. Also, be sure to share it with your friends and colleagues. Don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes or any other podcasting playing service you use. Also, be sure to give us a review on iTunes. This will help others find the show. If you found these podcasts helpful, please share it with anyone else you know who might be interested. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at Chemist Corner, and like us on Facebook. Additionally, we have a cosmetic science forum that I encourage everyone to sign up to and participate in discussions about cosmetic formulating. Just go to chemistcorner.com/cosmeticsciencetalk. You can get lots of your questions answered right there. Well, that's all for this show. Thanks again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.